Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wagon Wheel Elementary earns National Blue Ribbon Honor. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. One of Gillette's elementary schools is getting national recognition for student achievement. Wagon Wheel Elementary has been named a 2025 National Blue Ribbon School, one of the highest honors a school can receive in the country. The award is part of the National Blue Ribbon Schools program, which highlights schools demonstrating outstanding academic performance or success in closing achievement gaps. Wagon Wheel was one of just three schools selected in Wyoming this year, earning the designation as an exemplary high-performing school. That means students there are performing at some of the highest levels in the state, particularly in core subjects like reading and math. The recognition is based heavily on student data, including standardized test scores and overall academic growth. Schools must also meet strict state accountability benchmarks to even be considered for nomination. For Campbell County School District, the honor puts a spotlight on one of its top performing campuses and reflects the work of teachers, staff, students, and families. The Blue Ribbon designation is awarded annually by the U.S. Department of Education and is widely considered a national benchmark for school excellence. For Gillette, it's a sign that one of its neighborhood schools is not just meeting expectations, but exceeding them on a national level. Barrasso highlights energy growth, healthcare funding for Wyoming. U.S. Senator John Barrasso says Wyoming is positioned to benefit from shifting federal policies on energy and healthcare. Speaking with Vic Wright on Wake Up Wyoming, Barrasso praised the Trump administration's energy approach, pointing to reduced EPA regulations and a $650 million investment aimed at supporting coal and coal-fired power plants. Barrasso said demand for energy is rapidly increasing, driven in part by the expansion of data centers needed for artificial intelligence, comparing future needs to powering a population the size of California. He emphasized Wyoming must continue developing all forms of energy to meet that demand, create jobs, and strengthen the state's economy.
My focus from the time I've been into the United States Senate has been energy security for the nation, and Wyoming is America's energy breadbasket. You want people to have affordable, reliable energy.
When asked about the likelihood of new coal-fired power plants, Barrasso says he's hopeful but acknowledged the significant cost and time required to bring these projects online. He also highlighted efforts to boost rural health care. Barrasso pointed to the Big Beautiful Bill that will distribute $500 million to all 50 states to expand access to medical and mental health professionals.
In the bill that we passed last summer, that President Trump signed, he calls it the One Big Beautiful Bill. I call it the Working Families Tax Cuts Bill. There was a whole component of rural health to help rural health. And, you know, we're Republicans in the majority. And, you know, there's some people that wanted to just say put more money into Medicaid. I said, no, let's really put it where the needs to get the rubber meets the road, rural communities.
Barrasso says the goal is to ensure Wyoming communities see long-term improvements in both energy opportunity and healthcare access. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.